June 13, the vital threads of influence, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men and keep the paths of the righteous, Proverbs 2:20. It is generally the case that in school associations there are developed two classes of persons, those who seek to do the right and those who solicit others to enter into evil. In associating with the careless and reckless, it is an easy matter to come to view things as they do and to lose all sense of what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Guard yourself on this one point in particular. Do not be influenced and led astray by those you have reason to know by their words and actions are not in connection with God. By their fruits ye shall know them, Matthew 7:20. Satan is seeking to imbue every soul that is not connected with Jesus Christ with his own spirit, and every soul who refuses to connect with Jesus Christ will be brought into connection with the enemy of Christ. There are threads of influence leading out from these souls to bind and draw other souls by human influence until they shall be placed under the control of Satan and their feet be led into false paths. This danger is common to all. You will be tempted to choose your own way and to have your own will while disregarding the will of God. Let nothing draw you away from the work of character building, but do your work for time and for eternity. Live a life of consistency and fashion your character after the divine pattern. If you live carelessly and do not watch unto prayer, you will surely fall a prey to the enemy and will yield to enticements to sin. Thus you will lay upon the foundation stone, wood, hay, and stubble, which will be consumed in the last great day. Every heart is moved or drawn by Jesus Christ. As you become students of Scripture, the Spirit of God takes the things of God and impresses them upon the soul. The golden threads that extend from the souls of those who make God their strength will fasten through the threads of influence to other souls and draw them to Christ. This is the work to be done by those who place on the foundation stone precious material, for they cooperate with Jesus Christ.